What's he doing? Oh, no. Oh, no. He shot him. You. Stop. Help. Help, police. Help.
All right now, miss. Let's get your name.
Laura Bateman. That's my legal name. I act under the name of Laurie Blake.
You're an actress?
Yes.
Your address?
The Crestview Apartments, 2418 Highland.
Okay. And where were you when the shooting occurred?
I was just walking home.
What exactly could you see?
Well, I saw this car parked in front of the apartment building, and a man was standing on the sidewalk talking to the driver. And then, all of a sudden, he pointed a gun at the driver and he fired it.
You saw all this?
Yes.
And then what did he do? The man with the gun.
Well, he turned and started to run. No, first he walked, and then he kind of broke into a run, and he ran right past me.
He ran past you. Did you get a good look at him?
Well, I don't know. He was wearing a kind of little cap with a visor, you know, like those little Russian caps. And he had glasses and a black mustache, that I remember.
Okay, how tall would you say he was?
Not too tall, maybe 5'10".
Was he thin or was he heavy?
Sort of medium.
Okay, what else was he wearing?
I don't remember. Dark clothes, a jacket, and I think a turtleneck sweater, but I'm not sure.
But you are sure about his height? And the glasses and the mustache?
Oh, yes.
Okay, did the man say anything?
Say anything?
To the victim, or to you?
No, he didn't say anything to me, that's for sure. But he did look at me. He looked at me hard as he ran by.
Oh?
Like, maybe he...
Yes?
Well, you know, sometimes you run into people in the supermarket or a store and they think they know you because they've seen you on a movie or on television.
And you think this guy might have recognized you that way?
Well, the thought crossed my mind.
Okay. Well, you've helped me a lot, Miss Blake.
Oh, it was a terrible thing to have happen. Right in front of where I live.
Yes, it must have been.
But by the way, who was he?
Who? The victim? Sam Gordon.
Sam Gordon?
Mm-hmm.
The producer Sam Gordon?
Could be. I don't know yet what he did for a living.
Well, there was a producer named Sam Gordon. I read for him once.
Okay, Miss Blake, I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a call if you think of anything we didn't cover. Now, here's my card. That's my office number, and this is my home number. Call anytime.
George V. Coates, Detective Division. Yes, I'll call if I think of anything.
What you did was pretty cool, you know that?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, standing there hollering police, when the killer could have just as easily turned around and shot you, too.
Shot me? Why would he shoot me?
Miss Blake, you were the only person who saw him kill Sam Gordon. And he knows you saw him.
Laurie Blake has witnessed a murder, and the murderer knows it. He may even have recognized Laurie from her work in movies and TV. What this girl needs now is protection. But where's a girl to hide when she has to be out making the rounds of producers and agencies every day hoping to pick up a film role or a TV commercial? No, Laurie Blake cannot hide from the unknown. Her face is her fortune, and she has to be visible and available. But with every tick of the clock, the time edges closer when she must inevitably meet the killer again. Laurie Blake has returned to the apartment house on Highland Avenue. It's late evening now. The police are gone. The coroner's van is gone. The death car has been towed away. And the street is quiet once again. She unlocks the lobby door and walks to the elevator to ride to her fourth floor apartment.
Laurie, how are you?
Oh, hi, Jack. I'm beat.
Yeah, you look beat. Where were you when it happened?
The shooting? I was right out in front.
You're kidding.
I saw the whole thing, Jack. They said I'm the only witness. And I'm scared.
Scared? Why scared? Come on. Walk down the deli with me. I'm going to buy a pack of smokes.
No, if you don't mind. I'm just going to go up and go to bed.
You don't have to be scared. It's all over with.
Oh, it isn't. The killer recognized me.
What?
He ran right past me and he looked right at me. Jack, I know he recognized me.
Holy cow. Hey, you poor kid. No wonder you're shaky. Come on, walk with me and we'll come right back.
Well,
Hey, old Jack Mays isn't going to let anything happen to you.
Oh, Jack.
You've had a day of it, haven't you?
Jack, what am I going to do? I can't hide. There's no place to hide.
You don't have to hide. The guy who did it is probably in Texas by now.
But it only happened about 5 o'clock this afternoon. That was only 5 hours ago.
Yeah, but these guys can be at the airport and on a plane before anybody knows what happens.
Have you seen a news report yet? Was it Sam Gordon?
Yeah, poor Sam.
Oh, who would kill him?
Jeez, how do I know? Everybody's got enemies.
Yeah, I suppose.
You remember that screenplay I wrote once about the guy everyone loved? And it turns out he was actually murdered by everyone who knew him because he was such really a stinker. In fact, I showed that script to Sam. He said it ended too much like Orient Express. Here's the store.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing, Lou?
Well, we made it on the 10 o'clock news. Did you see it? I mean the shooting. They took a big shot right down the sidewalk, and there it is. Big as life. Benjamin's Delicatessen. I couldn't buy such publicity.
You turn your neon sign on?
Jeez, you know, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, maybe next time. Here you go.
Out of one. Anything else tonight?
You want anything, Lori?
No, thanks.
Hey, I thought you weren't going to talk at all. You feeling okay, Lori?
Well, I...
The murder kind of upset her, that's all. Lou, my change?
Huh? Oh, sure. There you go. Come again.
Yeah.
He treats it like it was a big joke.
Face it, he didn't see what you saw.
No, no one did except me.
Oh, come off it, Lori. You still worried about this nut that's looking for you? Oh, he'd have to be crazy to show his face around here again.
I know.
Believe me.
I just never looked into the eyes of a killer before.
What was it like?
He was desperate. He knew that he'd killed him, too. I mean, I think he planned to do it all along.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just, well, something about the way he did it. He fired 3 shots, not one, 3. Mm. Like he was going to be sure he really killed Sam. Hmm.
Well, here's ye old Crestview Arms. Got your key? Here, I've got mine.
It's lucky they keep the street door locked at night.
Go on ahead. Hey, look, Lori, if you'd feel better about it, why don't you take the key to my apartment?
Oh, no, that's all right. I really wouldn't want to...
No, seriously. If you get scared, use it.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Jack, but
I... Go on. Here, take it. No strings attached, okay? I've got another. If you need anything, just let me know.
Just find me a man with glasses and a big black mustache and get him locked up.
Be right there. Well, good morning. How'd you sleep?
Oh, I didn't.
Come on in. You didn't have to knock, you know. You've got a key.
I know, but, well, I'm old-fashioned, I guess. Big laugh, an old-fashioned Hollywood actress.
Yeah. Had breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, what can I do for you?
Jack, would you mind driving me downtown?
Well, sure. Where are you going?
Well, Lieutenant Coates called me. He wants me to try to identify the killer.
There, you see? They've probably got the guy already. Sure, I'll drive you down.
This is my friend Jack Mays. He lives in the same apartment building. Jack, meet Lieutenant Coates.
Hi.
How do you do?
Jack's a writer.
Oh.
I hope it's all right if he stays.
Fine. Never know when I'll find some material I can use in a script.
Well, what we want you to do today is see if you can identify anyone from some photos. That may take some time, Miss Blake.
Okay.
All right. If you'll just go through this book page by page, and if there's anyone that reminds you of the man...
Could be one of these three faces, Lieutenant, but I don't really think he's in here.
Well, that's okay. We'll keep trying.
See, Lieutenant, Lori's kind of worried about, well, about her safety.
Well, I can understand that.
I've told her the guy is probably on an airplane and in Mexico 10 minutes after the shooting.
Possibly.
But what I mean is, do you think he could still be around Los Angeles?
It's hard to say.
Well, I mean... If you thought she was really in any danger, you'd do all you could to protect her, right?
We'd do what we could, sure.
See, Lori?
I guess I just over-dramatize everything.
Well, if you feel you need us, Miss Blake, just call. You have my card.
Yes, I have your card.
Well, here we are, back at your door. Want me to go in and have a look around?
Well, do you think you should? Yeah, I guess you should. Come on in. What's that on the floor?
Piece of paper. Fold it up. Here you go.
Jack, read this.
Silence. Or you die.
Oh, no. He knows who I am. He knows how to get me.
Suppose you were an attractive girl who had witnessed a murder. And suppose you knew the killer had found out who you were and where you lived. What would you do? You'd go to the police? That's exactly what Lori has done. Detective Coates is in her apartment, frowning at the folded note she found.
Ransom note type of thing. Words clipped out of newspapers and magazines.
But what do you think it means?
Well, it's a threat, obviously. It's a pretty dumb thing for the guy to do.
What do you mean?
Well, one, the note shows he's still in the area. Two, that he knows you, and at least he knows where you live. And three, he gives us a tangible clue.
A clue?
Well, the note itself, the kind of paper he used, the magazines or newspapers he clipped the words out of, and prints. He may have left prints all over it.
Oh, but Jack and I both handled the note. We didn't even think about that.
Yeah, well, there still may be some of the killer's prints on it, unless he wore gloves. Anyway, the guy, whoever he is, has told us he's still around. Now, I'm going to level with you, Laurie.
Yes?
We have a couple of suspects in mind. But we can't tie them into the killing unless we give them enough rope to hang themselves. You follow me?
No.
All right, what I mean is, we want to catch the guy making an attempt on you.
Oh, I was afraid that's what you meant.
Now, what we can do is to detail a policewoman to stay here with you. Of course, you'll be armed. We'll be watching the apartment. You'll be protected. But we want to lure the guy into making an attempt. You follow me?
But there's just one thing. As you can see, this is just a studio apartment. Well, there's no room for a policewoman. I just have this hide a bit.
All right. Do you have anyone you could stay with for a few days?
Well, there is one place I could go, I suppose. Jack Mays gave me the key to his apartment. I've been up there a couple of other times just visiting. He has a one-bedroom unit with a good sofa.
There you go. Mays' place would be fine. In fact, I'd feel better having you with him. He's home almost all the time, isn't he? And he's a pretty good-sized guy. Plus, he's concerned about you.
You must have checked him out.
We did.
Well, if it would only be for a little while...
Well, it shouldn't be for too long. Why don't you grab some essentials and we'll sneak up to his room. All right, Lori. Here's Mays' apartment. Got the key?
I think so. Right here.
Well, hurry and let yourself in.
Well, I could knock.
I want to get you out of this hall and out of sight.
All right. Jack? Jack, it's Lori. Can I come in?
He may be out.
Jack?
Well, you can explain when he gets home. I'm going to leave you in here now and get out of the building. And remember not to show yourself until I give you the word. The policewoman downstairs in your apartment is impersonating you. And we don't want to blow our cover.
All right. Thanks.
I'll be in touch.
Jack? Well, maybe he's taking a nap in the bedroom. Jack? What a mess. Well, I can at least make myself useful. I'll just make his bed for him. Oh, what am I stumbling over? What's this under his bed? Shoes. Elevator shoes. Four pairs of elevator shoes. Why, they must have 3-inch risers.
Aw, gee. I wish you hadn't done that, Laurie.
Well, Jack, where did you come from?
I was in the bathroom when I heard you open the front door. I thought I'd just hide out and see what you'd do.
Well, you gave me your door key and you told me to come.
Oh, I know. I know. I just wish you hadn't found out my little secret, Laurie. You see, without these elevators, I'm just 5'10", and nobody's ever seen me without these shoes on, except you and Sam.
Sam? Sam Gordon?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it, Laurie. It's kind of funny, actually. See, Sam's about to produce a TV movie of Darkness at Noon, and there's this little cameo part in it for a little old Italian dock worker named Luigi. Luigi the Human of Football. Well, I did that part 20 years ago in high school, so I got a terrific idea. I bought a big black turtleneck sweater and a little peasant cap, and I got some crepe hair and spirit gum and made myself a big black mustache and darkened my skin. And wore sneakers to make me short, huh? And I took my cab over to Gordon's office, and I walked in, and I say, "It's me, it's a Luigi, the human of football." I even got a gun, Laurie, like Luigi carries in his belt. Well, Gordon is speechless. I read a couple of lines for him, and he loves it. I'm telling you, he loved it, and he's laughing. And he says, "Why don't I let him drive me back home?" So he does. And all the time I'm thinking, I say, "Jackie boy, you got the part. And you're going to be Sam Gordon's buddy from here on out. And sell everything you write." And then we pull upside, right on the curb. You know what he tells me? He tells me, "Gee, Jack, I'm sorry. But I've already given the part to Arthur Max." Just like that. Arthur Max. So the next thing I know, all I want to do is just kill him. And then I've got the gun out and... Well, you know the rest. Because you saw it, Laurie. You saw what I did. The only living soul who knows it was me.
Oh, Jack. I'm so terribly sorry.
So am I, Laurie. I know you didn't plan it this way, and neither did I. But now I've got a plan how to fix it. I mean, you can understand what I've got to do.
What do you mean?
Laurie, honey, let me turn off the lights. There. Now, open up the window, will you? Go ahead.
Oh, Jack! You wouldn't. Jack, I wouldn't tell anyone, honest. Honestly. Jack!
Ah, let me get you there. I'm sorry, Laurie. I never slugged a girl before in my life. But I couldn't have you screaming. Wouldn't look like suicide that way. Okay, baby. Over you go, 5 stories. Lieutenant Coates.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mays.
I was just walking back home. What's up, did I catch the guy?
No, it wasn't that. We had a jumper.
You mean a suicide?
No. She might have been pushed. No one saw her.
Who was it?
Laurie Blake. It was the freakiest thing I ever saw.
Laurie? Oh, my God, no.
Just move back there just a little bit and let him bring the body in here over to the ambulance.
That's awful. I can't believe she's dead. I was just...
Oh, she's not dead, Mr. Mays.
What did you say?
Laurie Blake's hurt, but she's alive.
But you said the body. They just carried a body over to the ambulance.
That was the body of the old man she hit when she fell. Must have cushioned the impact. But it killed him instantly. He was walking right under her.
Then she's not dead?
Oh. In fact, she was sitting up and talking a few minutes ago when they were taking her away. Like I said, freakiest thing I ever saw. Well, excuse me, will you? Gotta write this thing up.
She was talking? She was talking.
Tonight, Imagination Theater presented The Fall of the Year, featuring Pat French, John Judkins, Tom Crone, and Johnny Walker. In a minute, we'll be back with some scenes from next week's show.